Information on Liquid Ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is William Lewis. We're going to be talking about his new DVD, One Nation Under Siege. And you know, if you look and see what's going on in America today, so much of what's happening doesn't make sense. Why has our president consistently refused to enforce our laws and secure our borders and protect us if we're really involved in a war on terrorism? Why is there a progressive moral breakdown in America? Why is the America that I grew up in 50, 75 years ago a different America than it is today? Well, William has done a wonderful job of putting together interviews with a number of my favorite people, and you're going to have a chance to see them here, presented just like you'd see on the History Channel or any one of the professional productions. He has woven together an understanding of what's really going on in America today with a series of interviews with some of the most outstanding people in the country, and I'm certainly very proud and pleased that I was asked to appear along with so many of my good friends and people I regularly have on my program. So with that as a background, William Lewis, thank you so very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Stan.
It must have been sort of an exciting project to undertake, especially with so many people to have to bring. Did you bring them all back there to your center?
Yeah, actually, you know, some of this we have been talking about doing this for almost 5 years. You know, and I hate to lead people on. I've been talking to Joan. I kept saying, you know, every year I promise her, okay, this year's the year, and then finally. I called her out one day and I said, Joan, would you be interested in flying in and we can go ahead and get your interview out of the way? And she couldn't believe it. You know, she was ecstatic. So, yeah, I mean, these people really took a lot of time, personal time off from their jobs and their careers to come here and spend some time with us and sit down and let me ask some really hard questions. And I think you can tell by the expression on their face and their commitment and their, you know, their just overall body language. These people are genuinely concerned, and you know, if you listen to their message, you'll very quickly understand that you know why they're so concerned. I think you understand.
Well, we're losing America. It's not happening by accident. There really are people who want to destroy our country, and they're working at the highest levels of our government because they have a different vision of the world, and their dedication is to establishing a world government. Their dedication is to their personal aggrandizement and personal power. And this is the most incredible movement, and the fact that most people don't believe this, or when you tell them, their eyes glass over and they say, that couldn't be true because after all, if it was, well, why we would all know about it. It's so hard to convince people that these things are going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Or even worse, you convince them that it is going on, and then they look at you with that glassed over look in their eyes and say, well, what can I do about it?
Sure. Well, why don't you just pick this story up? I mean, when you refer to Joan, I'm sure you're referring to Joan Vian. So
yeah.
How does this all fit together, and what is the message of your film?
Well, it's not a very pleasant message. I mean, this is basically, you know, we call it a documentary, but this is a horror story. Because we were talking about brainwashing and tracking, targeting and control of the American population without their knowledge. And you have to be very manipulative in order to be able to carry this out. So I wanted to take people through certain steps in the documentary of explaining to them exactly what was going on in this country and how we arrived at this point. And you really can't do that unless you have a good understanding of the United Nations. Well, who better than Joan Vian, who attends those UN meetings around the world and keeps up with this literally on a daily basis, exactly what is going on. And, you know, she's our interpreter, because we can't just listen to what the United Nations is saying outright. We can't take them at face value of what they say, because everything that they do or say has a hidden meaning. So we need Joan to interpret for us exactly what is going on. And, you know, when they say sustainable development, what do they really mean? Okay, so, you know, Joan does an excellent job of being able to explain all of those finer details to us and really carry us through to a greater understanding of how the United Nations came into being. And then, after the power that they were granted by this global body, how it's been usurped and taken over by the United Nations for other purposes.
And, of course, people find it so difficult to believe there is an organized, orchestrated effort to do away with the sovereignty of the United States, to do away with the United States as a nation, and simply merge us into this one-world society where there will be equality among everyone and a new feudalistic system controlled by a ruling elite. And people say, why would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody want to destroy America? And what do you say to them when they ask that?
Well, what can you say? You know, I've had two people now. You understand the release of this documentary is very, very recent, so we haven't had a whole lot of feedback. The feedback that I've gotten from two people so far was, this seems to be very anti-socialistic. And I said to him, well, you know what? You're right. I'm not a communist, and I'm not a socialist. And I'm not going to compromise and tell you something that's not true. You know, if you really like the socialist system of government, please feel free to move, because they have some around the world. They failed, by the way, and they've gone to a capitalist system, but you're free to move to Russia if you would prefer that system. You know, I don't know what to tell people sometimes when I say that, because it's so obvious that the brainwashing is working. The media is programming these people to think this way, and that's what's so sad about it is you and I can see this going on, and there's a lot of people who can see this going on, but unless we can bring this to the attention of the American public and really convince them that this is wrong, then we have no hope.
Well, the problem is that there's so many idealistic people out there, you know, with this old theme, well, why can't we just get along together? If people would just be nice to other people, everything would be fine. I mean, we have these people of great wealth that are corrupting the system. So, you know, what we need is an all-powerful government to counter that, and not only here, but throughout the world. I mean, how do you think we can counter these people of great wealth unless we strengthen the power of government, without realizing that's exactly what these wicked people of great wealth, not that everybody with great wealth is wicked, but there certainly is a very large group of them who are, who've been well rewarded, because they are working to consolidate the world to bring about a new world leader. And we'll be right back with Senator Lewis to talk about one nation under siege.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William Lewis. The new DVD is One Nation Under Siege, and America is under siege today. Our attention is being diverted by the war in Iraq. Our attention is being diverted by many issues. But the big thing is, what is happening here? What is happening to our freedom? So, I mean, you have all sorts of great people. I mean, certainly you start out with Joan Vian, but you have Jim Mars there. What is Jim Mars, who's written that wonderful book called Rule by Secrecy, that we've carried. We think it's an important book, even though it was written a long time ago, probably 10 years ago. But Rule by Secrecy begins to bring out the fact that we're really not being told who really pulls the strings in both political parties, making mockery of this idea that we're so-called democracy. What about Jim? What does Jim have to say?
Well, Jim is, of course, an expert on many topics, but I thought his best topic probably was media deception. And it's really hard to get into a full-length discussion of media deception without showing some examples, and he had a lot of profound things to say about September the 11th that made too much sense to me. So I thought, well, you know, these six or seven points that he's making have really, I haven't seen them in the mainstream, and they really needed to be brought out, and I gave him an opportunity to be able to voice that, and I think it illustrates perfectly just how the media deceives and manipulates the populace into doing something that they ordinarily would not have done. For instance, the USA Patriot Act. It took Congress 30 years of saying no, we don't want any of those type of laws in this country. It took one event, September the 11th, for them to pass one bill that completely destroyed the United States Constitution. And, you know, the Bill of Rights is dead, and the United States of America, the people here, don't even realize it. They don't even understand what happened. And that was the intention. And the media, this is their job now, this is their role, to keep the American population in the dark. So,
and they're doing a very, very good job of it. And you know, of course, the significant thing about what's going on is the average American is so distracted, war on terror, my goodness, are those terrible terrorists are going to come and get us if we don't, we don't give up our freedom, why those terrorists are going to get us. But any intelligent person would know that if there's really a terrorist threat to America, the president would have immediately sealed our southern border instead of intentionally leaving it open. If there was really a terrorist threat, there would be a series of major terrorist attacks in America after 9/11, as we've seen them in India, which, of course, unites India behind our leadership in the war on terror, as happened in London, uniting the British people, in this war on terror. The only trouble is that, a number of people and there are a number of reports that it wasn't a number of Muslim men who were carrying bombs on themselves. There have been a number of reports that, of course, the bombs were underneath the train, and, of course, the subway, the floor blew up from below, and this is why the people were killed. So maybe the entire story we've been told is really not true. Maybe, of course, this whole thing is being used to take away our freedom, but that's so far away from the thought of the American people. Nobody would go out and kill a couple of hundred Indians or 40 Londoners or leave 3,000 people in the World Trade Center to be killed. Well, they thought there were going to be 6,000. They remember how immediately after the attack they kept saying 6,000, 6,000 died, 6,000 died. They didn't know that a lot of them escaped. They weren't supposed to escape, but 2,700 people escaped from the South Tower who worked for Morgan Stanley because the head of security there, countered the orders that were given to the people to stay at their desks and got them out and saved almost 3,000 people. But this is so beyond the concept of the average American, William. The average American can't conceive of anything that evil.
No, and you were mentioning the World Trade Center, and that I think we can give a debt of honor to William Rodriguez, who was actually responsible for getting some of those people out of that tower. He made several trips back up. He was actually the last man out of that tower and dove underneath a very large fire truck when the building came down. It took him, I believe, 6 hours to dig this man out. But he was also witness to some explosions in the basement of the World Trade Center. He's become very public and outspoken with his inside theories on 9-1-1 being an inside job, and he's in a perfect position to know because he was there. He literally travels the United States and I believe he's in South America right now, letting the people of the world know exactly what is going on here in the United States. And this is what we need. We need more people like William Rodriguez to go out there and let people understand that their freedoms are under attack. And Stubblebine is another good example. We have.
Well, tell us about General Stubblebine, because I think your interview with him is so important. And, of course, the American people aren't hearing what Major General Stubblebine is actually talking about what happened on 9/11.
Yeah, General Stubblebine was in charge of intelligence in the Army, and he was very high-ranking. He's a two-star general. And during the Cold War, he examined photographs, and he could interpret those photographs for you and tell you what you were looking at. And we gave him some photographs of the Pentagon showing those, approximately 16-foot hole that was there. And you could just see the expression on his face almost immediately. His entire demeanor changed, his emotions on his face. I mean, it's all on camera. I mean, you can look at it. And this man was very angry all of a sudden. And, he very bluntly says that the hole that was caused by whatever crashed into the Pentagon was not caused by this Boeing 757, no way. And, of course, he's asking the question now, well, what did cause it? And this is causing a bit of a stir because, as you can imagine, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, does not like to have one of their own come out and say something that does not fit the official story. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. So, we hope and we pray for Stubblebine that he's not getting himself into something that he may not have realized what he was doing at the time, but it's very important that people like this, people of this stature, come out and give us their professional, their military opinion on this, because if it worked for the military, I mean, I'm not the kind of person to sit there and go, that explosion that we see in the Pentagon might have been caused by a missile. That's not my field of expertise. I don't know anything about bunker busters. I have to leave that up to the people who do. But the people who do know about those particular types of, military, with that type of military expertise, are the ones who are coming forward and saying, hey, this doesn't add up.
Sure. And, of course, originally the hole in the Pentagon was only about 16 or 18 feet across. It wasn't. I've seen pictures of it. How big was the outside hole before the building collapsed?
It was about 16 feet, and then after the collapse, it suddenly became about 75 feet. big difference. There's speculation as to exactly what happened in that about a 30-minute period when those photographs were first taken of the 16-foot hole, and then 30 minutes later, when the photographs that everyone has seen of the 75-foot hole, actually happened. And Stubblebine doesn't get into that, and I'm not going to ask anyone to speculate on something like that, because that's not what this is about. We want cold, hard facts. And, again, the only reason we even decided to get into some of the events of September the 11th is kind of a little update here, is because it so eloquently illustrates the control mechanism that is being sprung on the American people, and it's called the mainstream media.
And, of course, you control the media. You control what the people think, and their perception of why you control the nation. That's why control of the media is so important and why it has been centralized in the hands of about five mega corporations. So, then, of course, you have all sorts of other fascinating guests. I mean, some of my favorite people, Charlotte Isabey is there, and certainly, why don't you tell our listeners who they're going to be seeing and what they're going to learn when they get this DVD?
Well, sure. There's a good number of people on here. We have Jim Mars, and of course we have you, and we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Now, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be talking a little bit about vaccines, but I brought her on mainly because she studied the literature on martial law and concentration camps, containment camps as they call them, and she sheds a lot of light on that particular issue. Then we've got Joyce Wiley, who is an expert on the COINTELPRO, which I thought was an excellent example of how these things have been carried out in the past. I wanted people to have real-life examples of these things. Charlotte Isabey, who was the senior policy advisor for the Reagan administration in the Department of Education, was privy to a lot of these documents that were floating around the Department of Education during the 80s, and she sheds a lot of light on the manipulation of that system and how it's just totally been taken over and, I hate to use the word socialized, but basically that's exactly what has happened. It's just like in Russia, where the education system was used as this gigantic brainwashing tool, this mechanism to control the population, so has the United States educational system gone down that same path. Then we also have Dave Von Kleist, who is, again, an expert on 9/11, but I really tried to keep him on the media, media deception, because he has a lot of really good ideas on how we can actually take back the media. And, you know, if we could ever get enough people together across the country, I think we might actually could put one of his plans into motion and make it work. And then, of course, we talked about Joan Vion and her expertise in the United Nations. We have Derry Brownfield, who is, of course, an expert when it comes to agriculture, and he talks a little bit about the radio frequency identification chips that are mandatory in Texas, where you have to mandatorily chip your pet bird, your pet dog, your pet cat, the chickens in your backyard, whatever it is. If you've got an animal living on your premises, you have to first register your premises and get that number, and then connected to that number are these little RFID chips attached or implanted into your animals so that they can be connected and identified and tracked. I mean, that's what this is all about, tracking. And, of course, we talked about General Stellebine. I also have his wife, Dr. Rima Labo, who is talking about mental health screening and the psychiatric abuse that took place in the Soviet Union, and quite a nice little comparison to the system that has been put in place here by the Bush administration through an executive order called the a new Freedom Commission, where they can literally, forcibly test and then forcibly medicate your children if your children do not measure up to their particular standards of, in other words, if they don't think along the same lines as the government propaganda, then they can simply be forcibly medicated, and if you disagree with that, then they can be forcibly removed from your care. As the parent, you have literally no control over your children anymore.
Isn't it amazing how they use words to deceive the new freedom? Doesn't that sound great?
Oh, it's very Orwellian.
USA Patriot Act, totally unpatriotic. The New Freedom Initiative, totally taking away your freedom. They use words to deceive. They know how to play games with our minds. They're masters of deceit and treachery.
Absolutely. Yes. I think it's probably worth mentioning, too, Nikki Rapana, who is a writer for News with Views, just wrote a book called 2020, which gets into communitarian law, which is the law that is literally being implemented here in every single city across the United States. And she gets into a very clear-cut discussion, a distinction between what an officer of the law does and what the military does, why there's a posse comitatus, and addressing these the type of terrorist training that's taking place in our police departments, where the police officers are literally being trained to shoot people in the head. You know, they don't yell stop anymore, they just shoot.
We'll be back in just a moment with William Lewis.
New and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns in inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hey, it's William Lewis, and Chris, he's got a great new DVD, which we are going to carry, One Nation Under Siege, but he has several other DVDs, which we should be carrying, and I was saying I'm going to talk to his wife about getting, hopefully later today, but why don't we get your website out and how people can get in touch with your ministry, William?
Sure. The name of the website is policestate21.com, and that's just like it sounds, policestate, the number 21, and then .com, and you can go up there. We try to keep updated news stories pertaining to the videos because it's important that people get their updates. We've just started something relatively new where we have a video update called the Police State Report, and I'm not guaranteeing yet how often I can put one of those up there, but when a big news story comes along, we try to make up a report on it so that people can get an update as to what is going on with the issues that are covered in One Nation Under Siege. So please feel free to go up there and visit. And I know that you're carrying the Under Siege project as well, so people can also get this from your ministry.
Well, I think it's just important that you have something that people can show, not only to the family, but to others, so that they can begin to tie together all the parts of this. And what is happening is part of a much bigger plan. They're VDR people who want to rule the world. I mean, it's so, you know, it's so foreign to the average individual. I mean, we feel we just want to live our lives and be left alone. But we're not going to be left alone. There are people of just a tremendous wealth, unmeasurable wealth, who have a different agenda. I mean, they have all the money in the world, and what are they looking for now? They're looking for the ultimate power. And people find it so difficult to believe, and yet, I mean, how do you explain the fact the president has absolutely refused to enforce the laws dealing with immigration? And the reason, of course, is because he intends, or at least the people who control George Bush, because George Bush doesn't make any of the decisions. He is simply a front for the people behind him, Dick Cheney and the forces he represents. You know, they are intent upon uniting the Western Hemisphere and doing here in the Western Hemisphere what they've done in Europe, and that is unite Europe into a one nation, irrespective of whether people want it or not. The elite have their agenda, and they're going to go ahead and implement it. And, you know, of course, we can yell and scream all we want to, but they have the power, and they have the police, and they have the military, and they have the intelligence services, and they have dossiers on every American citizen, and they've given $385 million to Halliburton to develop detention centers in America. Why would that happen? If you don't believe it, you can Google it in on your computer, Halliburton detention centers. And you'll find that $385 million in January of this year to build detention centers in America. And where is the outcry from the American people? Why, it's deafening in its silence. So, you know, how do you think that the average American can really understand what's going on or really care until they find themselves and their family in a detention center?
Well, it's a matter of survival at this point. You know, if you don't sit up and pay attention, learn all that you can, and then try to do something about it, then I'm afraid that you have no hope. I mean, you might just as well go ahead and get your passport and start shopping other countries, because it's just right around the corner. It's funny. It all hinges on the definition of the term enemy combatant. And, you know, how do they define terrorist? How do they define domestic terrorism? And that's where all these new laws come into play when you're talking about concentration camps and being able to detain people against their will. If you can be defined as an enemy combatant or as a domestic terrorism or domestic terrorist, which is it's as simple as someone who may speak out about the current administration. You might have different political views. You might be an enemy of the Bush administration. That makes you an enemy combatant in their eyes. And once you've been labeled as such, the laws under the Patriot Act are very clear. You can literally be swept away in the middle of the night. Your family members do not have to be made aware of where you have been placed. They don't even have to tell you where you're going. You don't have legal rights. You don't have the right to see an attorney. You can't make phone calls. You can't see a judge. I mean, it's just completely Soviet-style gulag here. You know, when they can do things like this in the middle of the night, please, I mean, don't try to tell me that we don't live in a police state already, because I can see the writing on the wall. And when you've got these kind of laws on the books already, they're just waiting to be used. And like I said, the secrecy surrounding the detention of these people is so strict that, you know, people who may divulge some of that information could literally go to jail and lose their careers and lose their families over simply speaking out about the wrongs that this administration is performing upon the unsuspecting American public.
And that really is so true. You know, I had to transfer the wire transfer of us money over $10,000. I asked my bank manager if she had reported me to the government, and she couldn't tell me. I mean, you could tell that she had, because she's required by law. If you transfer money, any substance, any amount of money over $10,000, they have to report that to the government, but they can't tell you, or they can go to prison for telling you that they've reported you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do. I mean, this has nothing to do with tracking the terrorists. I mean, if we're trying to attack the terrorists, I mean, why aren't we tracking the money and put up the people who put the money up for Al Qaeda to take over Somalia recently? I mean, where did all the money come? Hundreds of millions of dollars to finance a major war to take over a country, which they did in Somalia. Why aren't we concerned about who's putting the money up? Why can't we find who's putting the money up, to finance the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Iraq? Now, they're not that many of them, but it talks a lot of money to, even for a few thousand terrorists, to keep them going and fed and supply them with weapons and housing. And who's putting up the money for that? Well, they're not tracking that. If they are, why, they know where the money's coming, but they're not trying to stop it. But what they're doing is they're tracking every citizen in America. They're putting up dossiers on every citizen in America. We have 14 intelligence agencies in the United States today. They don't tell you that, and they're all collecting information not on the wicked terrorists, but on the law-abiding American citizens. And, of course, you know, what Patriot Act says is that you are a terrorist if you want to change our form of government. Well, it is the internationalists, the globalists, it's these people of great wealth who want to change our form of government who are the terrorists. But, of course, they would say anybody who supports the Constitution, wants to change our form of government because we've abandoned the Constitution and we're moving towards a fascist society. And people can't see that. They don't want to see it because if it was true, then they'd have to become involved. And most people don't want to come out of the comfort zone. They'd far rather watch Sunday night football and be concerned about the World Soccer Cup or the other mundane things that we're constantly being programmed to observe rather than the really important events which you discuss in your video, One Nation Under Siege. And so how do we begin to tie this whole thing together for people? And when we get back, we'll have William begin to tie what the real message of this very important DVD for you.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is William Lewis. And now, how do you begin to tie this whole thing together? How do you get people to really understand what's going on?
Well, that was one of the tricks of putting the documentary together, was taking, you know, 24 different topics and trying to figure out how they cohesively fit together, make sense, and move, you know, from one topic to the next in some type of order. And, I mean, I hope I can get some feedback from you all out there and let me know how we did on that, because, you know, so far the feedback we've gotten has been very positive. People like the way that it progresses, but I would have to simply say that the people in the documentary, I've allowed each of them, I've asked them questions on what can we do, how can we take this country back, what is your suggestion, and I think there's a consensus out there that without the voting system in place, we have very little hope. I mean, as your audience is aware, and as you're aware, the voting system has totally been corrupted. And, I mean, I would have to say that before we can actually begin to move this peaceful revolution that takes place every 4 years into motion, we've got to first go back to a voting system that is honest and fair. And I believe I've heard this over and over again, that we've got to go back to a paper ballot system. Would you agree with that?
Amen to that, absolutely.
Yes.
And we've got to have this. You know, we've got to have honest people working in the election departments. And we have to be sure that the count is accurate and represents the people. And of course, you do your exit polls. For instance, in Ohio, in the last election, John Kerry won the election in the election polls. But, of course, the electronic voting machines controlled by a man who was on the Bush committee, Bush re-election committee, why they all had hiccups, and they found more votes for George Bush. Then, in fact, in one precinct with 800 people voting, they had 4,000 votes for George Bush. And when confronted with the obvious fact that how could 800 people materialize 4,000 votes, the response was, well, the machine had a hiccup. Well, there were a lot of hiccups in Ohio. Where was the outcry from the American people? But you have to understand, it's all a matter of perception. They want us to simply go along. After all, we are a democracy. The majority voted this way. And if you don't believe it, why? We'll confirm that. We'll tell you through ABC and CBS and NBC, and they'll all go along, and then John Kerry concedes the election. Why? Because he belongs to the same secret society that George Bush does. A secret society that is so secret that both of them refused to comment on. You know, they said, when asked about the secret society, they said, oh, that's so secret, we can't comment on it. How incredible can it be?
Yeah. Well, what kind of secrets, as President of the United States, can't you reveal to the American public? I mean, we're talking about the good old college days here, not your lifetime career in the mob. You know, you would think that some of that would be able to be divulged to the public, but again, you know, getting back to the issue of voting, you know, if we can't do anything about the voting system here in the United States, what does that leave us with? Because I'm sure that the government is well prepared for some type of scenario that would involve the suggestion that Dr. Tenpenny made, which was, you know, she said basically, "Hey, William, look, we've got millions of voters here in the United States, adults and teenagers. We've got kids here in the United States. All we have to do is just take every able-bodied man, woman, and child, and simply walk down to Washington, go into those offices, and escort the people out of those offices and fire them, because we are, as the American public, we are their employers, and we employ them to go in there and do our job. You know, we give them a job, and without us, of course, they don't get paid." And she suggested we just take their jobs away from them. Now, I don't know how realistic that is. It sounds really good, and I agree with her, but I'm not sure how we would actually implement something like that.
Well, nothing is going to change until the American people really care about freedom, and I think that your video, your DVD, you know, is hopefully going to touch people's hearts. They're going to realize what's at stake, and they're going to get involved. But you've done a great job of piecing together all of these various interviews against the background of a changing America. And the realization that if we lose America, then everything else, of course, that we treasure will be gone forever.
Absolutely. We have to get this video out to every man, woman, and child. And, I mean, you have to do your best to try and get this on public access stations. And just, I deliberately made these discs so that they could be copied. And, you know, you can put these things into your computer and make a duplicate that you can give away to your friends, your family members, anyone that you care about in this country who needs to be made aware of the truth. And I didn't go over anyone's head either. I mean, I kept this very simple. This is New World Order 101. For people out there who have never been exposed to this before, they should be able to sit down and watch this with no problem from front to end and understand exactly what's going on and really have their eyes opened.
I think that the great idea is having the second DVD where they can see the entire interviews with all the people, which you did not use in the original film because it would have been there's a lot of extraneous material, but you can hear everything Joan Vian said and everything Jim Mars said and everything Charlotte Isabey said and General Stubblewine and Rima Labo, and all of it is in there in the second DVD, and of course that's there for your edification, but you know, in the original DVD, why you tell the story. The rest of it is all the other information that is just too good to be ignored.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to putting this thing together and realized that I had way, way too much information to be able to present in typically what would be a 90-minute presentation. So I had to go back and rethink how this was being put together, and I decided to put a second disc in this so that it would be a two-disc set and to give people the opportunity to look at the entire interview with Jim Mars or Joan Vian. You know, if you're really into the issue of the United Nations and the problems that they're causing in this country, then you can sit down and watch the entire 21-minute presentation given by Joan Vian of how that has taken place. Same thing with the education system in Charlotte Isabey. In fact, I know you're in there a couple of times as well because, you know, you had a lot to say about secret societies and the elite of this country. And, again, I commend you and thank you for participating in this documentary.
It was my privilege. Thanks for asking me. Our guest has been William Lewis, the DVD, One Nation Under Siege. God bless you, William. We'll talk to you later.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I'm just Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and the video is actually in a DVD, and there are two DVDs. One's the story, and then one's all of the interviews, the complete interviews. And it's called One Nation Under Siege, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. It is another excellent tool that you need to be able to understand what's going on. We certainly hope that many of you will want to get the information that is there. And, of course, we carry several other excellent DVDs. One of them is The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. If you haven't seen that, you need to. And you'll actually see, there was George Bush giving his speech where he talks about, you know, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope? Why, it's the new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? Well, you can type it in on Google, new order of the ages. It's the Novus Ordo Seclorum. It's the world government that George Bush is dedicated to, or at least his handlers are dedicated to. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the destruction of America. There are traitors at the highest levels of our government, and they have to be exposed, just as the new security and prosperity partnership that is really the basis of American attitude towards immigration. That's what it's all about. Why do they want to make not 10 or 12 million illegal immigrants, but the 20 million illegal immigrants? Almost 20% of Mexico's population is here in the United States today, or at least, now all of them are not Mexicans, but certainly a tremendous number of Mexicans are here, and the illegal immigrant number is at least 20 million. They're simply lying, as they lied in 1986 when they said there were only a million illegal immigrants, and they gave citizenship to 3 million. How could you be so far wrong? Because you have to deceive the American people. And, of course, they forget when you lie to them. And you lie, and you lie, and you lie. Our job is to get people to understand what's going on. Let me suggest One Nation Under Siege, DVD, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You need to have this information, and maybe only get one, maybe one a month, but get them and get that information out. And then, of course, if you really want to understand what's going on, as far as finances, you need to get our DVD and or VHS entitled The Financial Tsunami, and there's a syllabus for that which comes at a reduced cost if you buy it along with the videos. And the same thing is true on Iraq, The Untold Story, the video, or the video in the syllabus, Sustainable Development, the Millennium Goals, Hidden Agenda, which is the story of how they're poisoning us with fluoride. And that syllabus is excellent because it has all the articles, the abstracts of the articles, which we were given permission to print. And you'll find out how it attacks fertility and the sperm, the activity of the sperm, because they have less motility and decreases fertility. And water fluoridation is all about population control. It's about fertility control. It's about killing people off and promoting cancers. How could anything be that evil? Well, it is. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So, tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is